All right, with MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, welcome back to MSO. You guys are off to a pretty good start again.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah, another exciting year talking with you and Tim. We've started off pretty good here. We have pretty much a veteran team coming back from last year. We were fortunate enough to win the conference. And we've really only lost two guys from that team, and those positions have been filled pretty seamlessly right now, and it's going well. We had two tough battles. Shawshin was very good and big, strong, and physical, and so was Triton. So, yeah, we were fortunate enough to play some pretty good hockey, in our own right, and came out on top.
So many things I want to ask you about, Coach, but it sounds like a typical Winthrop Dale Dunbar coach team in terms of the score. Excuse me. I'm guessing that, as always, you emphasize full ice defense, up and back, and the scores are low. So tell me about the first two games, Coach, in terms of, the ebb and flow of the game. And, of course, then we'll get to some of your players.
Yeah, as you know, we pride ourselves on defense, and today we went over some things. I didn't like really the way we played last night, scored right away, then gave up a goal, scored again, gave up a goal right away. It was almost like a tennis match, and, that's not the way we want to play. We were fortunate enough to get some goals, but, you can't give up a goal right away either. So, in some ways, it's a great learning curve, as always, to the ebb and flow, as you say, to play that way. But, we were fortunate enough to, we always say it's a game to three. So we've been fortunate enough to, we scored late against Shawshin to make it 2-1 and held on at the end. And then last night, it was 5-3. And, we're on the right side again, but we made some nice plays defensively. But as always, can always improve on it.
With a veteran team, Dale, is there a problem or possibility of a sense of complacency when they start the season? Because they all know they've been together for a while. They know they probably, you've got the best player in the league without a doubt. And so is there a sense of like, okay, coach, yeah, I've heard this before, but we can do this. That it's just a guess because I know they're kids, and sometimes they may just feel like, all right, we're hearing you, but we can do it.
Well, yeah, I used that word today, as a matter of fact. So, when you're used to, being in every, we're going to get everybody's day game. We always have a ball play on our back, so we have to make sure we're coming out, and if the puck's not always going in, we got to try to make sure it's not going in on our end. So we'll take the 2-1 games, the 3-2 games, like I said, those real tight games, and learn how to win those. We try to make sure we keep things fresh all the time defensively and practice with some different things and competition within practice. So we really try to make practice like a game. We scrimmage. We make sure all of our areas are covered, whether it's a defensive day, an offensive day. Like today was a defensive day, so we cover everything. And again, we try to make things fresh and healthy competitions and practice, so it doesn't get stale.
When you have a team like this, Dale, they're veterans. They've been around the block. They've got a lot of experience. Is it easier to coach them, or is it more of a challenge to coach them? And if you know what I'm trying to ask, in terms of giving them fresh stuff and saying, "Okay, you did this, but you got to learn that."
Yeah, it's always a challenge, and like I said, we make everything a competition. So, as long as you keep it fresh and you're challenging them all the time, and you're mixing things up and trying to stay one step ahead of them, I think it's worked for us. My coaching staff and I, we try to come up with fresh things, and you build in your days off, you build in meetings, you build in film, you build in different things, and we'll mix that up so it doesn't get, like you say, any complacency doesn't set in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so far, you know, I like the way we do things. I like the way we teach the kids. I like the way we, you know, we'll do different things, go into BU to watch practice or go do different things. So it doesn't become the same old, same old.
Well, I remember last year you said how much you enjoyed the team that you had, and of course with most of them back, it's a carryover, and that meant, you know, more than just being on the ice. It meant everything as student athletes and so on. What does it mean to you and your team to have a young man like Peter Silverman, who's your captain and who's so respected around the league, in terms of the other players complimenting him?
Yeah, I mean, Pete's special. I mean, he's really matured. And I think, you know, I had this conversation with him the other day because schools are coming to watch him play a little bit, some prep schools. And, you know, I'll never tell him who's there like last night, you know, if they were there. And he went out and he had 3-1. So, you know, Pete's a special kid. But I think I'm more proud of what he's doing off the ice and how he treats our young kids and, you know, our freshmen. And every it's an all-inclusive type atmosphere. All the kids go, if one goes, they're all doing it. And he makes sure that team cohesiveness is front and center. And whether it's team meals or going to a movie or whatever they're doing, he's making sure that everybody's on board. And I think that's the one thing I've admired the most about him. He is a special player. He is gifted with so many skills. But I think it's his overall approach and how he's leading, you know, that exemplary leadership that's really making him, you know, the best he can be both on and off the ice. So that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, that's got to come from the top, Dale, because coaches, I know, from players 1 through 20 or whatever the number is on your team, you try to make everybody feel part of the team, whether they get a lot of ice time or not. And so to have a kid also pick up on that's really cool. Well, I haven't seen him play because we don't get too many games, Coach. What's his style of play and what's his size and stuff like that?
Well, he's only 5'8", but he's explosive. I mean, he's got no fear. He gets right in there. He's actually, to put it in your terms, it's funny because, you know, we have the comparison with one of the coaches that is looking at him with Costanza. And, you know, that he was special, you know, Costanza. Mm-hmm. He was somebody you always knew when he was on the ice. He's a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, Pete's similar. You know when Pete's on the ice. And he'll get in there, he'll mix it up. But he can also just absolutely dazzle you with some of his skill sets, which speed is his biggest asset and his quickness. But he's got great hands and a real nose for the net. But he's really committed himself to the defensive side now, and that's what's making him even more of a threat when he's on the ice, because he's always in position to get the puck, whether it's on offense or get it back on defense. So his whole commitment on and off the ice has really made him a real, you know, recruitable type player right now.
And when a kid like him, who has so many points and so on, gives himself up on defense, I would think as a high school coach, it makes it a little bit easier for you to tell the other kids, you know, you got to get back in your own zones.
And, you know, we always used to use Bergeron as that example, right? I mean, tremendous player off the ice, great captain, very well respected within his four walls, but also outside. Committed to the game, doesn't cheat the game, respects it. And he grabbed everything he possibly could out of the game. And, you know, that's the type of player you hope you can mold. And, you know, Pete's definitely leaving a legacy behind. He'll probably go down as the most decorated player ever to put on a winter uniform.
Damn, that says something considering the guys who have gone through wearing that Viking jersey. Coach, can you tell me about some of your other guys who are leading this year?
Yeah, Billy Hayes is a senior captain, defenseman. Again, you build programs around this type of kid. He and Pete are exactly the same type of kid. They treat all of our freshmen, all of our underclassmen with such respect. They're great in the community. They're strong in the class. And Billy has really, really developed into that go-to guy. He eats up a lot of minutes, doesn't come off the ice. But again, it's just such a classy kid. Really love the kid. And his leadership has been tremendous among the defensive crew. They really look up to him. Then we have a couple new goaltender in Mike Donahue. He's a junior. He's just a freak of an athlete playing net. Never has really been taught, but some of the things that he does absolutely makes my jaw drop. His athleticism, how he can stop a puck. Pete's line is pretty special. Junior Mike Holgerson is on his left, and junior Phil Boncori is on his right. They make up a bulk of our minutes and specialty teams. They're pretty dynamic together, and that's the core of the team right there. Mm-hmm. And we actually got a player back this year, Rob Rich. He's a senior, had a great football season this year. One of the captains of the football team. We've lost him the past 2 years to broken collarbones. He broke both collarbones, one on each side. So we thought so much of him, we actually made him one of our captains. He's so well respected, and so he's the glue to our team as well. We really depend on him, and he had a big game last night, and really helped steal the win at the end of the game with the way he sacrificed his body. So to have him back has really been a blessing. It's been like gaining two players.
Wow. In the early season, Dale, how many kids can you roll out there on the ice? Do you get to play most everybody, or do you have to kind of shorten the bench to begin with?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've shortened the bench. Past couple of games, our fourth line has not seen the ice, and I hate that. You try to develop them, that just. They're not there yet. Mm-hmm. As far as giving them the minutes. I'm hoping to be able to do that moving forward. I don't think any coach doesn't like to not put a line on the ice, especially when, you're dressing them and they're working hard. So, we have to work to get them in some games here moving forward, and hopefully that presents itself. But the past two games, with the speed, the intensity, the physicality, it just didn't present itself, and the scores reflect that.
I talked to Christian.
Hopefully, we can get them some minutes moving forward. But it's tough. I don't enjoy that part.
No, I was talking to the St. John's prep coach, Coach Hansen, and he said the same thing. Even at his level, when they get pretty much all stars going into the prep. And what you coaches have to do, especially at the beginning of the season when you make difficult choices, parents sometimes don't seem to understand the agony that you do go through, because you have to present a face and a facade and so on. So it's great to know. And I know these kids, as the season goes on, they'll get some experience and get back into it. How do you look at the league, Dale, before we check on your schedule?
I'm sure the NEC is always a competitive league. I really don't know much, to tell you the truth, about what's out there, and I don't pay too much attention to that, to tell you the truth. My main concern is developing our kids and our systems, and as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, hopefully that'll be enough to be in the game at the end of every game. If I start worrying about what the other team's doing, then you take away from what we're doing. So we can always make an adjustment to what somebody's doing, but I'm sure every game is going to be very, very competitive, and that's the way we prepare, whether it's a Gloucester or a Danvers, or it doesn't matter who it is. We're going to be ready, hopefully, executing all of our systems and doing everything to our liking. So when we do get in the game, it's just, maybe a tweak here or there, but I'm sure we're in for a battle with every game. We have a bullseye on our back, as we always do, and we enjoy that part of it, but every game is very important to us. So I'm sure, we're going to have a very, very competitive season.
Well, every poll, every media outlet, newspaper and so on, absolutely picks you guys as the team to beat. So I understand what you're saying. Coach, finally, coming up, what's the schedule look like for you?
We have Danvers on Saturday, which, you know, we always have great games with Danvers. And then we have a nice break right after Christmas. We have we're playing in a tournament in South Boston with Winfield and Boston Latin. So it's going to be a very, 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 very good test for us non-league. I'd like some of our non-league opponents this year, to tell you the truth. They're probably going to be somebody that, you know, we could possibly be meeting later on. So, you know, we have a little bit of a mixture of games and rest, which I always like around the holidays. And, just looking forward to, just spending some quality time with the kids and then the off time with friends and family.
Great time of year, Dale, and it's really exciting to talk with you again. Looking forward to following you guys during the season and talking with you once again. In the meantime, thank you so much, Coach. Be well and be safe, and good luck.
Always. You too, Rick. Have a great holiday season.
Yeah, same to you, Dale. Be well. Take care. All right, thank you. All right, that's Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.